Watch, Senator John Fetterman, America's not sending their best and brightest to Washington, D.C. By Simon Kent on October 12, 2023. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, on Wednesday decried the standard of Republicans who surround him in Congress, lamenting America is not sending their best and brightest, you know, to Washington, D.C. Fetterman made the despairing revelation during an interview with Stephen Colbert after being complimented on his excellent meme game during a broadcast of The Late Show. Colbert asked Fetterman if it was awkward seeing people he's put up a devastating meme about around the Capitol. "You all should need to know that America is not sending their best and brightest to Washington, D.C.," replied Fetterman. "Like, sometimes you literally just can't believe these people are making the decisions that are determining the government here. It's actually scary too," he continued, pointing at how the federal government came this close to shutting down. "You have some very less gifted kinds of people there that are willing to shut down the government just to score points on Fox," he added. Fetterman's lack of irony in delivering his scathing assessment of Republicans conveniently ignored his own stumbles in everything from his personal dress to his inability to answer even the most basic questions required of his job. It also sparked a response from others on social media. Critics had good reason to challenge Fetterman's lack of self-awareness. Last month, Fetterman, who enjoys gym shorts and hoodies over the formal business attire traditionally required in the chamber, applauded the possibility of being able to don his chosen casual attire in his workplace, as Breitbart News reported. Related, Senator Fetterman free to wear hoodie after Chuck Schumer ends Senate dress code. Previous to that, Fetterman offered a bizarre response when asked about the formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden that Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, had announced. A reporter caught up with Fetterman, sporting a short-sleeve button-down shirt and athletic shorts, in the hallway at the Capitol soon after McCarthy announced the formal inquiry. "Oh my God, really?" Fetterman said sarcastically of the news as he jumped back and put his hands on his head to convey an insincere disbelief. "Oh my gosh, you know. It's devastating," he laughed before wiggling his arms and fingers while saying, "Ooh, don't do it. Oh no, oh no." An aide for Fetterman seemed uncomfortable during the interaction and hustled the senator away, telling reporters, "We need to run back to the office." Related, John Fetterman cries over being ridiculed after losing ability to process language from stroke. In June, Fetterman struggled to speak during a Senate hearing on the I-95 highway collapse in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Video footage shows Fetterman repeating the highway's name three times and pausing several times. I would just really like to. You know, the 95, 95, 95. You know?" Fetterman first said. After rambling, Fetterman gestured toward the chairman. "Obviously, you know, you're pretty much preoccupied with, 95, Fetterman said. "And I certainly am, too. And we know it's a major artery, sick, not just for Pennsylvania but for the East Coast. And a lot of Pennsylvanians are worried that the delays in repairs bring to its standstill deal." Related, "This is fine," Fetterman struggles through remarks with Biden, "President is committed to infrastructure." Since suffering a stroke during his campaign last year, Fetterman has struggled with speaking and articulating his words. In September, while on the campaign trail, he gave a 5-minute speech confusing Washington, D.C., with New Jersey, Breitbart reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.